This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's largest public employees union has announced the creation of a health insurance fund for Montana's public school teachers, administrators, and employees. The Bridged Health Alliance is a $40 million health insurance trust for Montana public education. Bridged is the culmination of more than two decades of work by public school leaders seeking to address the second biggest line item in every school district budget: health insurance. The Bridged Health Alliance is a historic investment in public education and will stabilize health insurance costs and return savings to educators and staff members. The Bridged Health Alliance has formal partnerships with more than 200 Montana public school districts with more than 16,000 teachers and employees. The alliance will provide health and wellness benefits for Montana's public education system, delivering high-quality, affordable access to health, wellness, pharmaceutical, and ancillary benefits to its members, including health insurance covering wellness, emergency and preventive care, dental and vision benefit options, and a benefit enrollment and administration platform. A Lewis and Clark County District Court judge has found that Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte unconstitutionally appointed the Montana Department of Commerce director when she was serving her term as a state legislator. District Court Judge Elizabeth Best ruled that Marta Bertolio, a Republican who represented House District 75 in Jefferson County, cannot exercise any duties as director of the Montana Department of Commerce because of a specific prohibition in the Montana Constitution barring the appointment of sitting legislators to executive branch positions. Judge Best also prohibited Department of Administration Director Misty Ann Giles from paying Bertolio. It is not the first time that Gianforte has plucked a sitting legislator and appointed them to a position within the executive branch of government, but it is the first challenge of the second-term Republican governor's appointment-making ability. Gianforte seems to prefer to pluck executive branch appointees from successful Republican legislative candidates. Bertolio's predecessor, Paul Green, also was a sitting lawmaker from Bighorn County when he was appointed by Gianforte. Two other notable legislative appointees include former Yellowstone County lawmaker Jimmy Patelis, appointed by Gianforte as superintendent of the Montana Board of Parole and Pardons, and Gianforte's director of budgeting, Ryan Osmondson, was a former Republican lawmaker from Buffalo. Only Bertolio's appointment has been challenged in the courts, though. Judge Best relied heavily on long-established case law stretching back to the earliest days of Montana statehood to establish that courts have been consistent and clear. Governors cannot appoint sitting lawmakers. It's a violation of the Montana Constitution. The clause in Article 5 of the Constitution was passed in 1972, but the provision that bars legislators from being appointed to the executive branch had been adopted in the original state constitution in 1889. In her ruling, Judge Best clarified that appointing a sitting legislator wasn't just improper until they tendered their resignation, but the prohibition applies to the legislator's entire term. In Bertolio's case, even though she was appointed in 2025 and resigned her seat in the legislature, her term doesn't expire until 2027, meaning she would be ineligible to serve as a director in an executive agency until then. The delegates to the 1972 State Constitutional Convention supported carrying the morals and principles and separation of powers clauses, leading Delegate Cedar Arano of Shelby to say, "It's one of the most corrupt things that can be done to the legislature to accept appointment to another office while he's a member of the legislature." Furthermore, the Montana Supreme Court has historically interpreted the clause throughout the decades, including a ruling in 1971 that legislators could not resign their seats in order to be a delegate to the 1972 Constitutional Convention. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.